This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Tuesday, May 9th. The first bond ETF has become a $31.5 billion giant. It's the iShares iBoxx Investment Grade Corporate Bond ETF ticker LQD. Here's Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Belchunas.
It was the first ever bond ETF launched in 2000. And you get this impression that it was a hit right away, but it really wasn't. It's been about 9 years in oblivion.
Belchunas says LQD's path to growth was fueled by the prolonged period of low interest rates, by investors hungry to trade bonds like stocks, and by the shift out of active investments into passive. He adds LQD is a great example of why ETF due diligence is important.
And it's the most traded corporate bond ETF by far. It trades as much as some blue chip equities that you love and know. But here's the thing. It's got a duration, meaning a sensitivity to interest rates of 8 years. That's quite a bit. Just to let you know that if rates were to go up, something like LQD may have more interest rate risk than investors know.
Belchunas says another fund, the Vanguard Intermediate Term Corporate Bond ETF, ticker VCIT, is gaining ground in the corporate bond space. It has a duration of about 6 years, or 25% less than LQD. Belchunas says the popularity of LQD encouraged BlackRock to come up with a series of bond ETFs.
So they have sequels to LQD that are meant for to have less interest rate risk. So, for example, SLQD is the short duration version of LQD with a much lower duration. Then you have something like LQDH, which actually shorts Treasury futures, which gives you a duration of zero, but you get exposure to corporate bonds. That's more like a packaged institutional trade. And then they're coming out with one that's going to be an inflation-hedged version of LQD.
Belchunas emphasizes the importance of knowing a bond ETF's duration when deciding whether to invest in the product. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.